This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhardt. And today we're talking about something that is coming right into our backyard, the World Cup. Or should I say, very carefully, the international soccer tournament happening this summer. Because once you start using the words World Cup in business, you may have just stepped onto the intellectual property field. The 2026 FIFA World Cup runs from June 11th through July 19th, and the final is being played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So for those of us here in the New York, New Jersey area, this is not some distant sports story. This is local. This is economic. This is marketing. This is restaurants, bars, hotels, t-shirts, watch parties, social media posts, and every business owner is thinking, how do I get a piece of this? And that's where the trademark issue comes in. Most people hear the phrase World Cup and think, well, that's just what the event is called. And in ordinary conversation, that's usually fine. If you say to your friend, are you watching the World Cup? Nobody from FIFA is likely to parachute into your living room with a cease and desist letter. But if you're a business, it gets more complicated. FIFA has a large portfolio of trademarks and brand assets around the event. FIFA World Cup, World Cup, World Cup 26, official logos, the trophy design, mascots, slogans, host city marks, etc. FIFA's position is that only authorized sponsors, licensees, media partners, and approved event operators get to use those marks commercially. So the problem is not talking about the event. The problem is using the event to sell your own products or services in a way that suggests official connection. For example, a bar advertising an official World Cup party without permission is risky. A restaurant printing World Cup 2026 specials on menus without FIFA-style graphics, well, that's risky too. A t-shirt seller putting World Cup New York, New Jersey 2026 on shirts, very risky. And a company running a Win World Cup tickets promotion without authorization, well, that can get you into really serious trouble. And this is part of what lawyers call ambush marketing. That means a business tries to associate itself with a major event without actually paying to be a sponsor. The official sponsors spend huge amounts of money for the right to use the brand, and organizations like FIFA are very aggressive about protecting that value. There have been controversies around this over the years. One interesting example involved Puma and the FIFA over World Cup 2022. There, the Swiss court found that FIFA's trademarks weren't always as enforceable as they would have liked, and FIFA did not win everything. The Swiss court reportedly found that some of those marks lacked sufficient distinctiveness. That is important because it shows the tension here. FIFA wants broad control over tournament language, but trademark law still asks whether a term is distinctive enough and whether the public sees it as a source identifier. Another example is much closer to everyday business owners. FIFA has opposed trademark applications that include the term World Cup in different contexts, such as marks like World Cup Wives or the Fashion World Cup. That doesn't always mean that FIFA automatically wins, but it shows how closely they watch the field. So what's the takeaway? If you are a regular fan, enjoy the games. If you are a business owner, be careful. You can usually say things like, we're showing the soccer matches this summer, or join us for international soccer watch parties. But the moment your marketing starts to look like official FIFA branding or suggests you are connected to the tournament, you may be inviting trouble. And here's the broader IP lesson. Big events are not just games. They are enormous intellectual property machines. The stadium is one asset. The broadcast rights are another. The logos, names, slogans, merchandise, and sponsorship categories are all part of the business model. So when the World Cup comes to New Jersey this July, the action won't just be on the field. Some of it may be in the trademark office, the legal department, and the cease and desist letters flying around faster than a penalty kick. The bigger the event, the more valuable the name, and the more careful entrepreneurs need to be before they put that name on a sign, shirt, menu, or social post. And this has been Richard Gerhart for Intellectual Property News. And if you have an idea or an invention you want to protect, the team at Gerhart Law helps entrepreneurs turn ideas into protected assets. You can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation and practical guides to get you started.